This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Barry Jenkins is returning to Telluride as this year's guest director. Here's CPR's arts and culture reporter, Monica Castillo.
It's a Colorado homecoming for Jenkins. He's back to help select some of the movies that will play at the 48th edition of the Telluride Film Festival. Jenkins had previously worked at the festival as an apprentice in the early 2000s. And in 2016, he premiered his award-winning movie, Moonlight, at the Mountainside event. The Telluride Film Festival will take place in early September. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
A pair of Coloradans raced to the top of the tallest mountain in the Northeast this weekend to win both divisions of the 60th Mount Washington Road Race. Kim Dobson of Eagle took first place Saturday with a time of 1 hour and 11 minutes. Ashley Brassevin from Golden came in second. And Joseph Gray of Colorado Springs defended his World Mountain Running Championship a day later, winning his fifth men's road race in 1 hour, 1 minute, and 40 seconds. The pandemic has worsened the mental health of many children around the state, which has led health experts to call it an emergency. 12-year-old Kate Hartman says she's felt anxious and stressed. She says bullying was a cause.
I felt scared of myself because I felt like I wasn't capable or worthy of anybody's love.
Dr. Jenna Glover directs psychology training at Children's Hospital in Colorado. She says it's not uncommon for children to struggle with these feelings.
Especially in the last several years and definitely over the pandemic, that we are seeing younger kids, you know, ages 5, 6, 7, who are already having mental health challenges.
Glover and other state health leaders are trying to find a way to help kids cope. Last month, they called on lawmakers to make it a priority. The state has set aside about $30 million to pay for more mental health services for young people. You're listening to CPR News, and we'll keep going with All Things Considered. In 10 minutes, we'll take an audio trip to last weekend's Juneteenth celebrations in Denver. And after that, at 5:50, a new Harley Quinn show on HBO Max has been censored. And now there's conversations about the censorship of female pleasure. And be warned, that segment contains descriptions of sex acts and popular comic book characters that may not be suitable for children. Up next, summer has just begun, but parts of the U.S. are dangerously hot. This is CPR.